screen.
CKUT 90.3 FM, Montreal.
CKUT is hiring a spoken word coordinator. Do you have a passion for storytelling and amplifying perspectives outside of the mainstream media landscape? Are you interested in working at a collectively run, independent community radio station? CKUT's spoken word coordinator is a full-time position starting June 1st that is responsible for the coordination of all CKUT's spoken word programming and is part of CKUT's collective management committee. The position is 35 hours a week, pays $18.36 an hour, and applications will be accepted until 9 a.m. on May 3rd, 2021. Please visit ckut.ca for more details. We're looking forward to hearing from you.
Data, our data. When you're not paying for a product, you are the product. Especially in web and email services, where multinationals compete to manage your communication so they can make a profit off of the private communication you are producing. Coombit is a worker cooperative trying to help small organizations or individuals get their email, website creation, and website hosting services off corporate services such as Google. For more information, contact us at coombit.org or email at info@coombit.org. That's K-O-U-M-B-I-T. We are not on Facebook.
CKUT Radio, Community Radio, CKUT.ca, yo, CKUT, 90.3 FM, Montreal.
Hello, Claire. Hello, everyone. So, my name is Mouse. I'm from Montreal, and you spell my name M-A-U-S. I've been DJing since 1996, maybe, my first real gig. So I called myself, my DJ name, Mouse. Actually, I didn't decide that. It comes from the first party I organized, which was around 94, I guess, 95. C'était à mon loft où j'habitais sur Saint-Laurent et Ontario avec deux autres filles artistes, Catherine et Sarah. Et donc, comme c'est un loft qui nous rappelait le Factory de Andy Warhol, j'ai décidé d'appeler mon premier party Mouse Factory. It came out pretty good, actually. We were expecting like 50, 75 people, and we ended up like refusing people at the door. There was like a lineup in the hallway. The neighbors were not happy. And yeah, so that was the first event. And then the second one was called My House, M'HOUSE. And then it was a house party, obviously. But the reason why my name is Mouse is because there was a promoter back then that noticed that I used the words Mouse twice for my two first parties. And he was fascinated about that and thought I was obsessed by mice. And he decided to call me Mouse. So that's where it all comes from. It's pretty simple and not so glamorous, just pretty fun. Later on, when I was organizing events and parties, I used the name Mouse Factory as my production, underground production name.
J'aimerais d'ailleurs souligner que ce promoteur who chose my name a beaucoup aidé la scène underground montréalaise. He was gathering all the information of who
was playing where in the underground scene? Underground scene, obviously. He would make a bunch of photocopies of the schedule of the weekend, of the parties. Puis aller les porter dans les boutiques de vêtements, the ravers, si on peut appeler ça comme ça, the record shops. Et il y avait Arithmétique à l'époque, qui existe encore, la boutique de vêtements Arithmétique, où on se retrouvait chaque week-end pour trouver nos petits kits. Puis, puis c'est la promotion de ce super promoteur était affichée religieusement à chaque week-end dans cette boutique, dans les record shops, comme j'ai déjà dit, et dans les cafés, les petits restos. Donc, ça nous permettait de trouver l'infoline, parce que l'infoline existait, pour commencer notre chasse au trésor et savoir seulement 24 heures à l'avance where the party would be. So that was exceptional. And he was one of the big players of the scene to help us promote our parties, including also les Flyer Boys, qui étaient des joueurs super importants. Puis même que c'était des vedettes, là. Écoute, tu sais, Luc Joyal, je sais pas si t'écoutes, mais Jocelyn Dion sont devenus de grands amis parce que, bon... C'est des gens qui nous ont aidés à promouvoir nos événements, qui étaient toujours là l'après-midi et puis après le matin pour promouvoir l'événement qui allait se produire soit en after ou le lendemain. So, yeah, these are part of the things that don't exist anymore, but things change. So, how did the vibe differ? Je pense que j'ai déjà... I answered a little bit before. The Flyer Boys, l'information qui était plus difficile à faire circuler, la promotion qui était plus organique, si on veut, du bouche à oreille, the little schedules printed and affichés dans les boutiques, les cafés, etc. L'infoline qui était juste disponible 24 heures à l'avance, la petite chasse au trésor pour savoir où on allait sortir, and also the ritual of gathering together before we went to play or party. On se retrouvait chez des gens to prepare with the butterflies in our stomach and our new kits and our new tracks and our new vinyls. And there was a lot of préparation. C'était... Like, we would get so excited, tellement excités juste trois jours avant l'événement. C'était incroyable. C'est sûr qu'on était plus jeunes aussi, mais bon. Sometimes I still have those butterflies when a nice party comes back, is organized. Yeah, it was almost a chasse au trésor pour trouver where the party would be because it was underground and most of the time illegal. We couldn't just, like, promote the, deliver the location of the event less than 24 hours before, more than 24 hours before. Oui, les drag queens. Il y avait des drag queens dans les événements. The way we would dress was like very colorful. We were excited about showing our colors and through our clothings, nos costumes. Moi, par contre, j'étais toujours habillée en noir, mais bon, c'était mon style. Un petit legging noir. Et puis, yeah, it was like almost like a circus vibe. So, I think the party scene was, I don't like to be nostalgic, but I think it was more, various, plus coloré, plus multiculturel. Peut-être que je me trompe, mais c'est l'impression que j'ai. And I'm saying this spontaneously because I'm thinking of the drag queens and the people qui se costumaient, puis etc. And I think we're living more in the moment because there was no cell phone to occupy our minds, our pour nous distraire quand on allait s'asseoir, au lieu de regarder ce qui se passait sur Facebook, bien, on essaie de parler à la personne à côté de nous. Take care of the person beside us if they would seem tired or needed water. So I think there was it was more organic, it was more living in the present. And I didn't mention how the vibe differed for a DJ. Obviously, it was completely different. The ritual was happening at the record shop, I think, was starting at the record shop. Je pense que le mot de l'entrevue là, qui va se répéter le plus souvent, c'est rituel. Because, yeah, it's a festive ritual. Like the book that came out in 96 that I don't have time to talk about much, but I will mention after. Donc, pour revenir à ce que je voulais dire sur les DJ, as a DJ, the vibe differed through le rituel of getting to the record shop, almost sleeping outside the store the day of the reception of the new vinyls. La réception de la semaine était attendue avec tellement d'excitation. The excitement also to weekly see our fellows DJs and share music with them. I remember at InBeat there was like listening stations, but there was the DJ booth too that we would fight for to play our records on because it would play in the store. And I think the boys were like classy enough to give me the first choice to play, or maybe I was just like jumping on the turntables. Mais c'était super le fun. And I remember Steve Gatzel, Philippe Larochelle, who passed away a couple weeks ago, our dear, rest in peace, Phil, and then Fred Everything, and so on and so on. Obviously, Christian Pronovo, who was the owner of the shop. On se retrouvait là, puis, sorry if I don't name everyone, eh? It would take hours. Mais de se retrouver ensemble, spend the day listening to are the new vinyls, share our thoughts about it, drink coffee or beer on Friday night, like fight for the limited copies, and put all our DJ money into the new vinyls was amazing. And then also because we had less material, because one piece of vinyl was $20 or $15 to $20, because we had less material, less music, we would know our music much better. And my sets were definitely, definitely better because I got to know my music so well. I knew exactly where to drop the next track and which song to play with, which track to play with, quelle tune allait fitter le mieux avec l'autre. Sorry, I'm getting excited right now. Mais bon, ça pour moi, c'est un... I think that is one thing that I regret most. To have tried to play with other tools and then buy too much music and lose myself in music, but not in a good way. But anyway, on s'est tout adapté à ça. Et puis, as I said before, j'aime pas trop être nostalgique, mais it's important to talk about these things. So how did I start DJing? Well, I was always a music enthusiast. I come from a family that is very, very enthusiast, passionné de musique. And that's where my passion comes from, I guess. Quand j'étais plus jeune, à chaque dimanche, il y avait un rituel. Here it comes again. The Sunday rituals at my place when I was a kid was to just clean the house all together with three children while my parents were helping, obviously. And then they would start cooking. The house would smell so good. Souvent aussi, on accueillait ma tante et mon oncle et mes grands-parents. Donc, it was a family day, and it was a music day. So while everybody was busy doing their thing, cleaning the house and cooking, la musique jouait. My brother and my father would shop during the day or the day before on the Saturday. Yes, they would shop on the Saturday and come back home with new vinyls. We're super excited to listen to them. Et puis, ils écoutaient mostly jazz, and my brother was listening to disco. So I got introduced to jazz and disco when I was a kid. And I used to hate jazz, and then I started to love it. et puis, then later, I got introduced to electronic music. When I was bartending from 18, I bartended to pay my pour payer mon loyer puis payer mes études jusqu'à ce que je commence à DJ, jusqu'à ce que je commence à travailler comme DJ professionnellement. So when I was working at this bar, which used to be called Café Central, on Saint-Denis and Mont-Royal, I met this guy who became my boyfriend and introduced me to electronic music that I was very, j'étais très réticente à l'idée de get introduced to, well, j'étais pas réticente d'être initiée à la musique électronique, mais plutôt au party. Like he would tell me about raves and I was like not interested to go. Until I went. And so he's the one who got me to listen to my first Plus 8 records, Plastic Man, John Acquaviva, reintroduced me to Kraftwerk, which I knew, but I never like really paid attention to. And all these amazing producers and artists that caught my attention so badly that I got hooked, like a lot of people who will understand. Et puis, LFO, j'étais comme, en fait, ce que je préférais dans tout ce que j'ai découvert comme techno, c'était assez, I would love complicated rhythms, like broken beats, also ambient music, comme Aphex Twin, and his album Ambient Work just blew me away, and I loved minimal techno, anything from Detroit, Fotech. I was also a big fan of Square Pusher and Amon Tobin, anything from Ninja Tune before I got like to play more like clubby drum and bass, I guess, or straight up drum and bass. I think the first album that really, really changed my life, well, I'm convinced, I know, that really changed my perception of the electronic music and convinced me that I really wanted to do that, and focus on learning how to mix and jump into the DJ culture, music culture, was Inner City Life from Goldie.
Come to me in those open arms is where I want to be. Living free. I need to feel your love.
it just blew me away. Like I had never heard, j'avais jamais entendu ce style de musique-là. For me to discover a whole different style of music was incredible. And just convinced me to jump into this adventure and discover every single thing about drum and bass. So that's how I think the big, big adventure began. And so I learned how to beat match. And to get to know ourselves as DJs, we had to put together our mixes on tapes, obviously, and knock at the doors. So that's what I did. I put together tons of mixes. I knocked at every door that I possibly could. I even went to Playground with my little drum and bass tape once, and they looked at me, and I was completely off because c'était vraiment pas le style du Playground à l'époque. Mais moi, bon, écoute, la musique, c'était de la musique, and I was so passionate about it that je comprenais pas que j'avais pas le style qui fitait au Playground. Mais j'ai tellement cogné à des portes que j'ai fini par aussi organiser nos événements. On organisait des parties everywhere, dans des cafés, des petits appartements. Anything, anywhere we could play, we would do it. Outside, indoor, outdoor, name it. Et puis, il fallait, comme je disais, organiser nos trucs nous-mêmes pour se faire connaître and also to just play, because that's what we wanted to do. I didn't even know it was going anywhere. I had no idea. I was just doing my thing, living in the present. And then I got really lucky to get the attention of promoters I was working with. So basically, from one cafe, underground, loft party to my real gigs happened at Cabaret du Musée Juste pour Rire, where I was bartending, because I gave a tape to the promoters, and which were Evenco. Well, they decided to give me a chance, and I opened for Eamon Tobin. It was actually, I think it was Eamon Tobin. Yeah. He was doing his stealth tour in 97. So I was really, really, really excited about this. C'est sûr. Et puis then things continued. They got to, ils m'ont booké quelques fois au Cabaret du Musée, and then I made my name. And thanks to Risa, who was the first person who represented me. Hi, Risa. She became my agent. She came to my night. I had a night at Blizzard's. Called Massive. My first drum and bass night, who was packed every Saturday. I booked Soundshaper to, I asked Soundshaper to join the party with me. And we did that party for, I don't remember, maybe 3 years. It was packed. It was so much fun. Blizzard Saint-Laurent. And Risa came to the party every Saturday. And at some point she said, hey, girl, I want to represent you. And she did so well that she helped me do my first European tour. I went to Germany in Dusseldorf. And another very obscure place. Can't remember the name of the city, but the party was like almost in a basement. It wasn't a basement. It was so dark. And it was so underground. It was so amazing. Just playing on concrete floors. You know that sound of the concrete room. Anyway, blah blah blah. So that's when it started. That's how it started. And from one cafe to the clubs, then I got booked at, I became resident at Sona Bars, Sona After Hour, then Aria, Stereo, Daume, And many other places, which I carry deeply in my heart and miss so much. Okay, so my two favorite best gigs of all time, there are many, but I'm gonna, je vais m'arrêter à deux. First one is Sonar in 2000. It was happening during my second tour in Europe. I played at Sonar Barcelona. During that tour, the MEG tour, Montreal Electronic Groove Tour, who had booked me, it was a co-production actually, because we were promoting my CD, my first CD mix, which was released by Haute Couture Records, owned by Martin Dumais. So he was co-organizing that tour to promote the CD, and MEG had booked me to promote their festival. Mm? And so we were a bunch of crazy DJs from Montreal traveling together. And a couple of us were booked at Sonar, dont Martin Dumais, I think Maxime Morin, Champion, was also there. And I played in the... J'ai joué dans le musée, le jardin du musée d'art contemporain during the daytime. And I was so excited because, like, you have all the DJs from Sonar that are there just chilling and having coffees or whatever, beers, and you play in front of them. And Martin came to me and he said, girl, you have Laurent Garnier just right in front of you. And I was so excited about this. It got me so stressed out. Fait que ça, c'est une des raisons pour lesquelles, ben, c'est sûr que la raison pour laquelle ça fait partie de mon all-time favorite is because it's Sonar and it's such a well-respected and inspiring festival. Mais aussi parce que there's a couple that came up to me and asked me to play at their club, and I became a resident at La Sala del Cel in Girona. I played there a couple of times. I had my picture on the wall on this mosaic beside Monica Cruz and Plastic Man, so it was like a dream come true. The second favorite gig I want to talk about it happened in Sosua in Dominican Republic. I think it's Sosua. It's a place near Cabarete, and it was organized by a guy from Montreal called Philippe Côté. Hi, Philippe. he had approached me when I was playing at Aria in Montreal, and he booked me. He told me he was organizing underground parties and was focusing on organizing them in very special places. And he was right. So I went there with a friend of mine, Soul Sista, another girl DJ that was really, really awesome that lives in France now. Hi, Marie-France. And we traveled there together. They paid us like an amazing week in a condo by the beach. It was a dream, like really, really nice. But the party was so fantastic. It was, c'était dans une piscine, an abandoned motel. So because it was abandoned, obviously there was no water in the pool, and the pool became the dance floor. I was playing on the trampoline, where you jump in the water. All the DJ booth was organized there, and the mini rooms that was like surrounding the pool became like little VIP rooms. It was amazing, and the Dominicans are so warm and nice and chaleureux. It was just like such a great, 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 great party. I got to play really hard techno, and they would come up to me and say, Kanya, Kanya, which means harder, harder. And from that moment, I went back to play in the Dominican many, many times. So it became like a second home until they changed the president. I don't remember in what year, but he just killed the scene. He imposed a curfew, you know what I'm talking about, and he killed the scene. Reminds you of something? Five of my top favorite tracks. Number one, Inner City Life from Goldie. Ça, c'est certain, certain, certain. Bite Size Life from Omni Trio. Plasticity from Plastic Man from his first album, Sheet One. I got all the albums, dude. And Move Your Body, Marshall Jefferson. Ça, c'est clair que... C'est comme, I still play it. I think I still play all of them anyway. And Flash from Green Velvet. Camera's ready, prepare the flash.
Camera's ready, prepare the flash.
I don't produce much, but the prods that I'm... Les productions... dont je suis le plus fière, puis je suis vraiment contente de Sea Witch, which is released on Mylan Records. I'm really happy about this track that I took maybe a year and a half to produce. Oh, not every day, but I would go back and forth, puis j'étais vraiment jamais contente. Puis à un moment donné, ben, quand on m'a demandé de releaser sur Mylan, ben, je l'ai bien fini, and I love it because it has a lot of work, obviously, and also because usually when I produce music, it's really, really deep, and it's really hard to play in clubs, but this one has both the drive to play in a club and the depth that I love so much. And then Strange People, which is not released yet, but I'm really happy with because... I finished the track in my friend's studio in Toronto, which is just a museum of analog synths, vintage analog synths, and I got to dabble around a little bit on the synths, and we added Oog 1969, which was used for I Feel Love, so I hope I will release it very soon. Then it's I'm Losing Control, a remix I did for Le Baron on Victim's Music Company. Just go take a listen. The future. Well, I want to start living more in the present. That's what I focus on for the future. Interesting, eh? Mais sans joke, I want to focus a lot on my health, taking care of myself, working on my jewelry company, mon entreprise de bijoux Wax Design, waxxdesign.com. ça fait, je vais célébrer 3 ans cet été, minus the pandemic, 2 years de travail sur mon entreprise de bijoux, which I love so much, and c'est vraiment important pour moi de créer le concret et l'abstrait. Donc j'aime beaucoup me promener entre la musique et la production de bijoux, ce qui me fait que je me sens un être complet. So I want to focus on this. I would like to bring it at another level and eventually live off my business. Ça, c'est certain. And after a long break of a year, not producing anything, streaming, a couple of streamings here and there, I want to bring back Danse Contact, ma soirée house que j'avais au Salon d'Aomé. So we want to bring it back on the map with Bugo and start streaming again. Actually, we have a little show going on le 8 mai prochain avec Bugo à CIBL. Donc, vous allez voir la promotion passer de toute façon. So yeah, that's what I want to do. Je veux focaliser sur mes créations, ma business. Maybe start producing music again, start playing again, and pray every day, the little Buddhas, that the clubs are going to open and this life is going to explode. Because when this is going to be over, we're going to, like, shake this world. Et puis, you know, prendre soin de moi, je l'ai déjà dit. Un peu de sport, un peu de yoga, de la musique, de la création, la famille, les amis. Olé, Motorcycle with My Boy, and just enjoy life. Voilà. Merci Claire pour l'invitation. It was a pleasure to gather some information and share some of it, parce que c'est très difficile en une heure de parler de there's so many things like we could talk about. We would need a whole week, especially with my long answers. Mais en tout cas, j'espère que I hope that it brought some new information to some people and some nice memories to others. I wish you luck with your new show, and hopefully we get to party and play together very soon. Bisous, bye bye.
Partager tout ça. Thank you so much for sharing those moments and those stories with me and with us. You are listening to Low Signal on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. It's 10:37 p.m. Keep it locked. We have a mix coming up from Mouse for the next hour or so.
Jump around. out to make you proud. I say it's in the click of my heels, the bend of my hair, the palms of my hands, the need for my care, because I'm a woman, phenomenally, phenomenal woman. That's my mother and all your mothers, and my grandmothers, and your grandmothers, and my great-grandmothers, and your greats, and my great-greats, and your, and all you women, and me.
la douceur du foyer et le charme des soirées. Que l'espace est fou, que le cœur est du foyer et le charme des soirs. La douceur qui fascine et le plaisir qui tue.
Tell it.